This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Medicaid health insurers meet in Washington this week. They're under pressure from states to deliver care more efficiently. That's why more and more of them are zeroing in on a sliver of patients who are among the sickest and most expensive to treat. Companies think what's often driving spending has little to do with medical care. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains.
Most states hire insurers to run their Medicaid programs. Allison Hamblin with the Center for Healthcare Strategies says states increasingly want companies to tackle social issues they suspect drive some patients to the hospital again and again.
Those things are housing and jobs and social isolation and nutrition and sort of the basic needs that really need to be met before we can ask folks to worry about their blood sugar and their cholesterol.
For their part, Medicaid insurers are buying in philosophically, but Monik Bhatt with the firm Healthify says no one's exactly sure what to do.
We don't know if an intervention is going to work and what the result is really going to be. The data is just not there yet.
What is clear is that there's a ton of money to be made. The consulting firm Oliver Wyman estimates there's $300 billion a year in potential savings. With so much on the line, Bhatt says about 10 insurers are investing in the R&D to see if all this work improves care and lowers costs. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.